Hi everyone, Dana here, and welcome to week one, part one of my single leg RDL challenge. So at the weekend, I got started practicing the technique for this new exercise, which was super challenging, but a lot of fun. So just to give you an idea of how to perform the exercise, you're standing tall, your feet are hip width apart, and you hinge forward, keeping your upper body straight, and as you do that, you extend your non-weight bearing leg behind you. Now this is what makes it very tricky, and the plan is to progress onto holding weights doing this. So at the weekend, I took the baby step approach and just tried balancing on one leg and then the other leg, which sounds pretty straightforward and simple, but it was very challenging because it will really test your balance. So I got confident with that, so I felt super prepared. So my first PT session was actually yesterday, and we spent 10 to 15 minutes just going over the simple balancing exercises initially. And because I was always already ahead of myself, I totally smashed that. So the next stage, I use a medicine ball to add a bit of resistance to the exercise. So I was literally holding this ball down in front of me and doing the same range of movement, so hinging forward from the hips, extending back the non-weight bearing leg, which was a little tricky for my body to get used to initially, but I soon discovered after a couple of attempts it got easier and easier. And I also found that I'm left side dominant, and one of the benefits of doing this exercise is that it helps to address and correct any kind of imbalances that you have. So it was super to understand a bit more about how it actually works. So initially, I managed to do about 10 seconds on both sides, and then I slowly progressed to about 15 seconds, 30 seconds, until eventually I managed to do 1 minute 15 on my weaker side, which was super amazing. And Alex has sort of given me some homework to do. The idea is to substitute the medicine ball for a dumbbell to add that resistance again and do some repetitive movements on both sides until my next session, which will be at the weekend. So I will be posting up another one. This will be part two of how I'm getting on, and stay tuned for that.